And I'm
Yeah,
going
technology
to.
amazing.
It is amazing when it
When
works and when you know how to
it
work it.
works.
And then I'm going to mute you all, but you should be able to unmute yourself should you need to. There we go. Well, welcome everybody on this fourth Sunday of Easter. I've got Jean here with me,
Good
sitting
morning.
next to me to help me this morning as we worship together. You're all very welcome. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you,
And
and
also be
also with
with you.
you. Heavenly Father, our Shepherd, let us follow your voice as you lead us to rest and peace and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. And a prayer of confession. Lord, we confess that we are complacent about our Christian lives. When things are going well, we tend to take you for granted. We bask in the safety and security we enjoy and fail to acknowledge the danger lurking all around. We fail to heed your voice. Perhaps we have forgotten what you sound like. You, Lord, are the gateway to life, who leads us to safe pastures as long as we heed your voice. We recommit ourselves to listening for you, Lord, and living in the abundance of your love.
Amen.
Amen. O Lord, who calls to us always, you forgive us when distractions drown out your voice. You forgive us when we are led astray and wait to welcome us back. Good Shepherd, we are humbled by your patience and endless capacity to forgive.
Amen.
Amen. Now Jean has our epistle for us.
This reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 19. For it is commendable for someone who bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our psalm this morning is Psalm 23. You might like to say it with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory
Glory
to
to the
the Father,
Father,
and
and
to
to
the
the
Son,
Son,
and
and
to
to
the
the
Holy
Holy Spirit,
Spirit, as
as
it
it was
was
in
in
the
the beginning,
beginning,
is
is
now,
now,
and
and
shall
shall
be
be
forever.
forever.
Amen.
Amen.
And Jean has our gospel reading for us.
This is from John chapter 10, beginning to read at the first verse. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this as a figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be
Thanks
to
be to
God.
God.
Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, traditionally known as Good Shepherd Sunday, hence the gospel reading and the psalm. The 10 verses in our gospel reading are packed with metaphor, images, and pictures. Sheep, a sheepfold, a shepherd, a gatekeeper, pasture, thieves and bandits, and smooth-talking strangers. Is what Jesus is saying clear? About as clear as mud. John tells us that the disciples did not understand what Jesus was saying, neither did the Pharisees. This passage takes some unpacking. What is the meaning of the sheepfold? Who are the thieves and bandits? Who is the gatekeeper? God? Jesus? Well, it can't be Jesus because he's the shepherd, isn't he? What does it mean? Perhaps it's easier to read the passage from a position of comfort and advantage. Aren't we the insiders, snuggling comfortably in our sheepfold? Do we consider ourselves to be obedient, good little sheep who would never do anything other than follow the shepherd, who would never ever listen to somebody else's voice, who would never try to leap into the sheepfold, taking a shortcut to avoid going via the gate? When farmers tell me how stupid sheep are, and they do quite often, do I ever consider that that might be a description that could be applied to me too? Surely not. All of this is worth pondering, but primarily this passage is about Jesus. It tells us something about Jesus. Jesus, the Good Shepherd. He invites us to follow him. He guides us, leads us, makes sure that we flourish, and he protects us. But he does much, much more. I am the gate, Jesus says. He did not say, I am the wall, or I am the boundary, or I am the border control. He says he is the gate, the door, the way in. In other words, he does not divide or segregate or separate. He's the way in. He is the opening to inclusion, togetherness, harmony, and freedom. We are the ones who divide, segregate, and separate. Jesus is not. Listen to what he says. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pasture. I don't think this passage is about who's in or who's out. who is part of God's flock and who isn't, but I've heard plenty of sermons which have told me otherwise. This is not about God building protective walls for us to hide behind. Jesus is the gate. He's the gatekeeper. We are not the gatekeepers. That's not our job or our calling. This is Jesus describing the way of life that he offers, a life that is for everyone, that breaks down boundaries and dividing walls, a life that allows all of us, with our differences and our diversities, to life in all its fullness. And the life Jesus offers is with us through and beyond the valley of the shadow of death. The life Jesus offers does not deny the existence of thieves and robbers, of real dangers, but we are reminded that shepherds in Jesus's day often lay down across the entrance of the sheepfold to protect the sheep. Jesus, the shepherd, Jesus, the gate, Jesus who offered his life for the sheep. Jesus offers abundant life. That, Jesus says, is why he came, that we might have life and have it abundantly. Well, what does that mean for us? Where is my life abundant? And in what ways is it less than abundant? Abundance is not something we get. It's a way of living and being. The abundant life is not about quantity, wealth, success, approval, popularity, security, being number one, or any of the other things we often think it is. How many times have I thought that I'd got what I wanted, or that I've done something that I've been encouraged to do or rewarded to do, only to discover that it was empty and hollow? It did not offer abundance. No, the abundant life is touching and living the divine life. It is a quality, not a quantity. It's about meaning, integrity, creativity, relationship, and wholeness. Abundant life adds to the life of others and adds to the life of the world. It's a life that leads to life, love that leads to love, joy that leads to joy, hope that leads to hope, kindness that leads to kindness, and generosity that leads to generosity. It does not add to the pain of this world, but adds to and enhances life, our own as well as others. Isn't that what we really want? Isn't that what we want for ourselves and for one another? To follow the shepherd into the pasture of abundance, green pastures and still waters, to a place where our souls are restored. If I'm honest, this passage has challenged me. Do I reject the image of Jesus as the open gate? Have I a tendency to build walls around myself? Do I resist change and movement and the possibility that the sheepfold may have plenty of sheep in it who are not at all like me? And whose voice do I follow? Who calls me? Would I recognize the voice of Jesus if I heard him call? Or do I listen far too many clamoring voices vying for my attention? And am I prepared to leave the fold and follow the shepherd, even though it means taking a risk and leaving all that is safe and familiar? Jesus talks about thieves and bandits, but I don't think he's warning us about having our things stolen. I think it's more important than that. I think he's warning us about having our life stolen and our abundance depleted. Thieves are stealthy. We often don't know they've been until later. They come in the night when we're asleep and unaware. Then one day we wake up and wonder, well, what's happened to my life? How did I get to this point? My life is in a mess, and I don't know how it happened or when it happened. Where did it go? Maybe time caught up with us. Maybe we took a relationship for granted. Maybe we procrastinated. Maybe we were too comfortable. Maybe we became complacent. Maybe we were too busy or too preoccupied. Maybe we weren't paying attention. Maybe we just gave up. And maybe we opened our heart to the wrong person or the wrong thing. Thieves are devious and they often wear a disguise. And it could be the disguise of work, money, knowledge, a relationship, saying yes and being available, meeting other people's needs and expectations. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things until they begin to steal our lives, and sometimes they do. Bandits, on the other hand, are overpowering. They come in the daylight. They don't even try and hide. They lie in wait, waiting to ambush. We know when they are here and when we are being robbed. In those times, when we know our life to be less than what we want it to be, we recognize the patterns and behaviors that are destructive. We know there are better and different choices to be made, but so often, if you're like me, we can continue down the same path. It's falling down and refusing to get back up. It's recognizing our brokenness, but refusing to ask for help. It's choosing our resentments and anger over forgiveness. It's feeling the pain, but refusing the treatment. It's knowing what will give life, but giving in to fear. I wonder in what ways my life has been stolen. Who or what are the thieves and bandits in our lives? And what will we do now? How will we guard our heart against the thieves and bandits of an abundant life? The abundant life is always a matter of the heart. And of course, with the present international and national turmoil, these questions are also pertinent. The cries to close our borders and build high walls and lock our gates are very, very loud. The fear of war, climate change, food and fuel shortages are very real, just as real as those who purport to offer us security, which has nothing to do with Jesus' offer of rich, abundant life for everyone. There are thieves and bandits whose sole intent is to kill and destroy. I think we need to stand together, to encourage one another, and to be firm and confident in what we believe and the nature and character of our sheepfold, our flock, our shepherd, our gate, which is wide, wide open, it's unlocked, it's welcoming, and it's free. I'm so glad to be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. He is everything I need. I can hope you can say it with me too. Amen. Jean's now going to lead us in our prayers.
You show us the way. You lead us to life. Lord, hear these prayers. The Lord is our shepherd and he meets our needs. So in quiet, we think about the young who need positive role models in this confusing time, the poor who need their basic needs to be met and have nowhere to turn, the sick and ill who feel desperate and suffer pain, not knowing when or if relief will come. Father, we bring before you the sick, Steph, Jack, Mary, Derek, Anne, Brenda, Roy, Margaret T, Elizabeth, Joy, Tony, Brian, Alison, Margaret R, Nigel, Aubrey, Sharon, John P, John L, Richard, Kathy, Bob, Oliver, Linda. Rackenford School, Tiverton High School, Tiverton Hospital. And we bring before you the family and friends of those who have recently died. Herbert Smith, Linda Taylor, Ian Russell, Brian Wedlake, and Derek Long. The lost whose lives have turned in wrong directions through addiction and poor decisions. You show us the way, you lead us to life. Lord, hear these prayers. The Lord takes us to quiet places and restores our souls. So in quiet, we think about our plans and hopes for days out, holidays and times to rest and refresh. Those who work hard to serve others in our community and need a break. Church leaders across the world, that they would speak out words of truth and find rest in you. Those whose lives are filled with noise and activity, that they will find a peace and quiet. You show us the way. You lead us to life, Lord. Hear these prayers. Those walking paths to safer and secure places to live, free from fear, oppression, and persecution. Those who lead the world, that they will walk towards peace and stop death and war. Those who are finding faith and hope in you are slowly finding the right path. Those who have taken steps that are hard and are doubting their own decisions. You show us the way, you lead us to life. Lord, hear these prayers. The Lord has chosen us as his people, and we are blessed. So, in quiet, we think about our role as a people of God in our community to bring help and hope where it is needed, the part we can play in challenging unjust rules and laws in our nation. We hope we can offer those for our culture, from other cultures and faiths who are under attack. Our responsibility to bless others by giving away some of what God has blessed us with. You show us the way, you lead us to life. Lord, hear these prayers. The Lord eases our way through life with his goodness and love. So in quiet, we think about those who love us and those we love, those who are alongside us in all things, those who lead us, that they would show honesty, good judgment, and care of all things. Those we struggle with, that God's love would be planted in our hearts. Us, that all at all times we would give thanks for God's goodness. You show us the way, you lead us to life, Lord. Hear these prayers. Amen.
And the collect for the day. Risen Christ, faithful shepherd of your Father's sheep, teach us to hear your voice and to follow your command, that all your people may be gathered into one flock to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Trusting in the compassion of God as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, as we leave this place of worship, go before us. Let us hear your voice this week and lead us through the gate to live an abundant life with you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jean. Thank
Thank
you very
you.
much, everybody.
Thank
Hope
you.
you have a
Thank
good
you, Anne.
day and a good
Thank
week ahead,
you. Thank you.
following the
Thank you
shepherd.
both. Indeed.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Beth and Jean.
Yeah.
And
Have you
Thank
looked?
you. Have a lovely week, everybody.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
lots
Yes,
of love. See you
everyone.
next
Thank
week.
you.
Next week.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. God
Bye.
bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.